Hi, this is Dalsai Creams, and I'm quitting not-safe-for-work content, and this audio, or voice recording or whatever, is an explanation of why I personally am quitting. So to start off with, the whole reason I got into not-safe-for-work was audios, was because I wanted to take my sexuality back. I've been in abusive sexual relationships for a lot of my youth, and I wanted to take it back. I wanted to put the power in my own hands because I feel so anxious related to anything that is sexual because of the trauma. And so I was like, well, let me try this. Let me try and make audios. Let me try and explore my sexuality. Let me just do audios that feel good to me. And then the first audio I uploaded blew up. Like, it blew up. And I was expecting there to be like 10, 40 upvotes. And I wanted it to be small. Because I'm just exploring. I'm just going into it. And I don't know what to expect. And it blew up. And I wasn't happy about it. I thought that when you blow up, like, oh my god, you know, that's when you feel happy because you have all these opportunities all of a sudden and people wanting to collab and wanting to commissions and everyone's looking at you and admiring you. And I thought that that would be like something I would like. But I didn't like it because the whole, I don't know why. It just felt pretty meaningless because no one knows me. What fulfills me is making bonds and people truly knowing me. But here I am just exploring my sexuality. I'm in a very vulnerable state because sex is something that I'm not comfortable with in general. And now everyone's listening to it. I got so many comments that were like, let's cam. Oh my god, baby, like, you're making me come so fucking hard. And it made me feel super unsafe. People wanting to collab. Just everything. I got everything at once. And I felt uncomfortable. I was like, dude, like, I'm not trying to sell myself here. I don't want to sell myself. I just wanted to explore my sexuality a bit. And like, my, what I had in mind was like, okay, there will be a couple people that listen and we can talk and have a healthy dialogue about sex, you know? But that wasn't what happened. What happened was that people started objectifying me. They started to see me in my private life as like outside of character, as something to tell that, oh my god, like, I'm so fucking attracted to you, you're so fucking hot, I want to come to you. And no, I feel super uncomfortable with that. I don't like it. It's terrifying. When I press record, I'm anxious already because it's sexual content, which I am uncomfortable with in general, but I wanted to try and like heal a bit from my traumas by doing it myself. And you know, no one else is, like, deciding for me. I'm doing it with my own consent. And I just wanted to explore. And then I blew up. And then I felt like I had an obligation to do more because people enjoyed it. And that was my mistake. Because I felt like this is, like, a sign. Like, if people really enjoyed this, then it's a sign I should continue. No. I felt uncomfortable with this the entire time, and I've just been making audios pleasing everyone else, but truth is, I don't feel happy. Truth is, I don't like listening to my audios. I feel disgusted. I don't feel happy. I know that I'm forcing myself. I know that I'm not comfortable, and I'm definitely not comfortable with everyone's comments, everyone's sexual comments about how hot I am. And I don't want to be a sex worker. I don't want to get money for this. I just literally was a girl that wanted to explore my sexuality. And I thought that this was a good place to do it. I realize it's not a good place to do it. I got caught up in, like, people listening to me. And I went against my own boundaries, ultimately. This all, like, it had been boiling. I had been feeling, like, a lot more anxious, a lot more worried. People have been talking sexually with me a lot, like, and I haven't consented to the sexual talk, and that just makes me uncomfortable to hear someone just come into my DMs and be like, oh my god, like, you're making me come so fucking hard, and you're one of a kind. Like, I listened to a Vocaro the other day. That was literally a guy, like, complimenting my voice, and my audio was playing in the background. And my sexual audios were playing in the background. And I was moaning, and I was spanking myself, and I was just like, this is fake. And I'm not comfortable with other people listening to this. I realized, like, oh, it's actual human beings that are listening to this. It's not, like, bots. It's not, like, AI. It is actual human beings. And, it made me uncomfortable. I could no longer detach. I could no longer separate what I was doing. I had to face reality that with these audios, I'm making people come. And I'm not happy about that because I feel like coming is pointless. Sex is a beautiful thing because it can be a way to connect with someone deeply that you love. But the audios I have made, they're only for, like, oh, jerk your dick and fucking come. And I don't enjoy that. That's pointless. That's meaningless. It's not making the world a better place. It's not making people happier because it is temporary happiness. It's very, very temporary. And it's for a subject that I feel deeply uncomfortable with. I'm a person that treats sex as sacred in my personal life. Like, it is sacred to me. It is something I only want to do with one person. So, this just has gone too far for me. It has gone too far for me. I'm not comfortable. I don't like it. And please, why do you guys think it's okay for you to talk sexually to me, to make sexual comments to me outside of character? Like, what? It isn't a compliment. It's scary. It makes me unsafe. So yeah, I'm quitting. I don't, like, there's some wonderful people, as there is with any community. Like, it's not all bad, but it has been mostly bad for me. And also, I'm doing something I'm realizing I'm not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with not safe for work audios. I'm not comfortable making them. So yeah, I'm gonna stop. That said, I just want to say that if you enjoy my voice, if you enjoy my personality, if you enjoy my work, I will still be making safer work audios on Dossi Creams on YouTube if you want to listen. But I will just completely get rid of everything that is not safe for work. I'm sure I missed something, but I can't remember it. But I think this is really the best option for me because I don't like it. I don't like doing commissions. I don't like uploading audios. I liked the validation. I liked the compliments. But then I realized I don't actually like the compliments. Because then I feel unsafe with sexual content in general. And I would rather be complimented on something I feel comfortable with. Yeah, I think that's all. Bye. Oh, and like one last thing. I just don't like, even if it is like a not safe for work environment, that doesn't mean that I'm always wanting to get down. You don't know my history. You don't know who I am. You don't know anything about me. Please separate the audios from who the person is. Because I'm not the characters in my audios. And I'm not super sex positive just because I posted on GVA. Sex positive being like, I'm comfortable with all types of sexual interactions. I'm not. I'm not consenting to any of this. So please, even if it's another creator, don't just be sexual with them because they made sexual content. Because they're a full-ass person. These audios are made in circumstances where they enjoy it, where they consent, where they like it. That doesn't mean you are that way 24/7, and most of the time people are playing a character, which means the person you're talking to in the DMs is not the same person you listen to in the audios. And in my circumstance, I didn't even enjoy it. I felt really anxious and really bad about recording these audios. But you never would have known that. Because you don't know who I am. You don't know me personally. So yeah, be mindful. Treat people with respect. This is not an just because someone has not safe for work content, that's not an invitation for you to act sexually with them. That's all. Bye. And if you listen this far, thank you for listening. And I hope you take care of yourself. And I hope that you go and be introspective about your values as a human being and what you enjoy and what you like and what makes you uncomfortable. And I hope you stick within your boundaries and don't do the same mistake I did. Thank you so much. Goodbye.